see what I did there. Now, I'd like to take some time to talk about the turmoil in the Middle East. Now, when it comes to Syria, of course, we're still weighing our options. But when it comes to the people of Syria, we understand that they face an uncertain future. Because even if they're able to oust the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, there's still the danger that he might simply be replaced by his brother, Jeb al-Assad. Again, good for you. So, in conclusion, some people have accused me of being weak on Ukraine. But there's one thing I know. If Russians don't retreat, I can't defeat them. Will I look weak if all I do is try to tweet them? Ukraine perks keep falling to the Ritz, but that doesn't mean my foreign policy is dead. Crimea is not for me, and I'm never gonna stop McCain from complaining. And so I did my attempts at talking smack. I said, hey, the 80s called, they want their Cold War back. But nothing works for me. I sound like James Taylor versus Vlad the Impaler. Remember long ago when Reagan made his call to tear this wall down? If it were me, they wouldn't have to tear it all down. Just a trim. Ukraine parks keep falling to the Reds. Let's hope that the Soviet reunion doesn't spread. They voted to secede, and here are the choices that were there on the ballot. Number one, Crimea join Russia. Number two, Crimea leave Ukraine. And finally, that's right, Ralph Nader. And so you see, it's democracy that's what's worrying me. Thank you all very much.
And now, to comply with equal time laws, this word from the Tea Party.
Well, we members of the Tea Party heard tales of how we're losing our clout now.
Clout now, losing our clout.
Press reports of our demise are premature, of that there's no doubt now.
Doubt now, that there's no doubt.
So we've risen from the ashes, and you saw Eric Cantor kicked out now.
Out now, Cantor kicked
and
out.
And we'll defund,
fund, fund,
till Obamacare is taken away.
Defund, fund, till Obamacare is taken.
We were blackmailing D.C. with our brand of populist insurrection.
Rection, populist wreck.
If Obamacare helps poor people, that interferes with natural selection.
Election, natural elect.
But we're cheered by Democrats across the aisle who have midterm elections.
Elections, midterm elect.
And we'll have
fun, fun, fun,
putting slogans on our t-shirts today.
Fun, 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 putting slogans on our t-shirts.
Wee-boo.
Are we just crybabies? We're gonna find out.
So we're gonna fight against a bigger government. Yes, that is our mission.
Mission, that is our mission.
Health insurance that's affordable to millions needs our strong opposition.
Position, strong opposition.
In the Tea Party, stupidity is called a pre-existing condition.
Existing condition.
And we'll
fun, fun, fun.
As we tell the disabled story.
Shun, shun, shun.
Big government for glory.
Fun, fun, fun.
Till we shut down the whole U.S. of A.
Yeah!
We now bring you a word from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
I'm Chris Christie, so shut up. As you know, I have recently been embroiled in some sort of controversy. What can I say? Yada, 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 whatever. Forget about it. Shut up. People have been asking me, oh, is this going to affect your decision on whether or not you run for the presidency? To which I always answer the same way. Hey, I will close that bridge when I get to it. Gotta say, I think they could use a lot more moderates of my stripe. As you may have noticed, recently, the number two GOP House member, Eric Cantor, got beaten in his primary. The press made a big deal about the fact that Eric Cantor spent more on steakhouses than his opponent spent on the entire campaign. Hey, I'm not going to be impressed until Eric Cantor spends more on steakhouses than I do. I gotta tell you, you know, I think they should have more guys like me because we can clearly see exactly what the people want. I mean, Eric Cantor was number two in line. He was in line to be Speaker of the House. So it's pretty obvious what the people of America want for Congress. A little less number two. Also, I think I would make a great president. I would take guff from no one. For instance, I mean, even the Queen of England overseas, if she gets all, you know, upset about some disagreement, I'm going to get right in her face and tell her, hey, London Bridge is shutting down, shutting down, shutting down. London Bridge is shutting down. Traffic study. Like I once did in Fort Lee. In Fort Lee, did you see? The roads were like my arteries, clogged and nasty. And in conclusion, if commuters start to whine just cause I showed some spine, hey, they can read between the lines. Cause it's New Jersey! Thank you.
And now, the Capitol Steps bring you this word from your friends at the NSA.
Every click you make, each sick day you fake, every porn site break, Instagrams you take, I'll be watching you. At Farmville you cheat, you blog you don't eat meat, and it ain't no treat reading your lame tweets. I hate watching you. No need to be Facebook friends with me, cause Obama hears with his enormous ears, spied on the U.S. And we've had success, but of you I guess that we still know less than the Chinese do. Since George Bush we have had to change our laws. We're in our sights, we are just like Santa Claus. I looked into the bromance between you guys. I feel so bad that I know your real bra size. And you lied on Match.com to me. I know your new pin, I know every sin, but you just can't win. Your privacy has been like a Kardashian's.
Hey, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And I've had a lot of Red Bull. I just want to keep my energy up, you know? I'm just so excited to be doing stuff during the government shutdown. I was so bored because, you know, non-essential personnel. But now it's like, boom! And every day I ask the president, is there something I can do? And he always says, Joe, don't speak in public. But he didn't say I couldn't sing in public, so blah, we're going to sing a song. And this song, it's sort of a, well, it's sort of a self-defecating song. I think you'll like it. Anyway, I couldn't do it without my friends. That's why I have two people. First, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. From our Stepford collection. And also Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Don't you just feel the raw sexual magnetism off of this guy? It's amazing. They're gonna help me sing. It's gonna be fun. Each Democrat has their place in the party.
I've got charisma.
I know how to blink.
No one likes a guy who's just a smarty. That's why I try hard not to overthink.
Because Joe could say something way off kilter.
His invitations might get lost some days.
Perhaps they all got caught in my spam filter. But luckily I show up anyways.
You can't hide this Biden guy. Though God knows some people try. You think by now realize
there ain't no way to hide this Biden guy.
Republicans are seething with frustration.
But there's one thing I bet they'd all enjoy.
To dump the head of this administration and send him packing back to Illinois.
We can't fight the GOP. Now we know we've got the key. Tell the House Majority.
If you impeach Obama, you'll get me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Capital Steps show is coming to you from Washington, D.C. And in D.C., we have a controversy. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has canceled the controversial trademark of Washington's football team. And of course, the owner, Dan Snyder, is appealing the verdict. But before he or anyone else spends more money on legal fees, we have a solution. Don't call them Redskins. That's not PC. We need a mascot to fight for harmony. Native groups have promised prosecution, so we're here to offer a solution. If we do this, they'll drop their claim. We can keep the name. Still call them Redskins, but it should be a red skin potato. The mascot for DC goes.
Good evening, I'm Daryl Issa, Chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, here to try to get to the bottom of the attacks upon our consulates in Libya. We also noticed that recently, the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney resigned, and now we wonder if he has been hiding something. So please welcome to this hearing the former White House Secretary, Mr. Jay Carney. Here's a question for Jay Carney. As our witness, tell us, please, though the facts we have not sorted, many folks have now reported that Benghazi you distorted, and it had nothing to do with some anti-Islam video. It's clear Obama knew, and now the truth is out. What are you gonna do?
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie.
Come on, Hillary Clinton, what are you doing here?
Hello, boys. I just wanted to see how this little hearing thing was going. Here's a question, Mr. Issa. Raise your hand and tell us, please. You are calling us all liars, but my polls keep going higher. To the White House I aspire.
No, this has nothing to do with the next White House election.
Audience, do you think that's true? You sing lie, lie, lie. It's me he's trying to screw. Here we go. Lie, lie, lie.
Oh, come on.
Lie, lie, lie.
Truth is on my side.
What a lie, lie, lie. Hey, Hillary, you coming? The song's over. Well, you look like you're frozen.
The polls look great for 2016, not a rival to be seen. I'm getting the nomination, I'll be president and queen. Oh God, here's Biden come to ruin all my fun. Can I keep him out? Is he going to run?
I'm getting in, you're gonna see. I have wowed the country as VP with real experience to show. At Walking Bowl.
Get out, Joe! Get out, Joe! Just back away, please be nice. Get out, Joe! Get out, Joe! Or I'll freeze you like a block of ice.
I don't care, I'm going to stay. Though my chances aren't great, the facts never bothered me anyway.
I will give you a good job if you just leave me alone. You could be a secretary
of state?
No, the kind that answers phones.
It's time to see what I can do to test my limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no bleeping me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I can beat the Republican.
Let it go, let it go. I am the better man. I'll run so hard your head will spin.
What's your secret plan?
First lady, I will win.
Hello, I am Russian President Vladimir Putin. And I am here to welcome myself. As you know, right now I have major pain in my tuchus. And that is Ukraine. Not long ago, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych had to flee his own country. I know this because he and I are friends on Facebook. And he changed his hometown on his profile to "It's complicated." So then I posted that I was going to send in a few troops. I did not get a whole lot of likes on that one. But one person who especially did not like it was your Vice President, Joe Biden, who decided to come to Ukraine. I would have gone to meet him personally, but I could not make it because I got snowed in. Snowden, you get that one? Yeah? I think I will have that joke writer exiled. So now, what do you think your President Obama is going to do at this point? Huh?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Selfie.
Wow, I'm relieved. In my country, selfie means something totally different. Now, I hear your American politicians are very fond of song and dance. So now, I am going to do a great Russian tune for you, performed by me, Vladimir Putin. My name's Vlad, when I get mad, and when there's pain, like in Ukraine, I send warships, Putin on a blitz. A Russian force, I must assert, don't make me take off my shirt. You say tisk tisk, Putin is a risk. Although US makes threats, I just don't see ya coming all the way to Crimea. I wouldn't wanna be ya. Every plan to stop this threat makes me jump up and say Nyet! When Cold War hits, I give Obama fits. We are matching wits. Putin never quits. I'm putting on a blitz. Now, as you know, it is summer in Russia, which of course is the loveliest 2 days of the year. So, I would like you to come visit beautiful town of Sochi. Now, during Olympics, there were numerous rumors about the condition of our hotels in Sochi, and I would like to say that these reports were totally overblown. And if you don't believe me, you can see the rooms for yourself with the help of our shower surveillance cameras. Still, we got slammed on TripAdvisor. So, I may have had a small state takeover of rating system, and now reviews are much better. But don't take my word for it. Here to encourage you to come visit is a housekeeper from one of Sochi's many five-star resorts.
Rooms with a putrid scent, mattress hard as cement. No phone, no pool, no heat. The borscht here contains no beets, but when you first see your room, it has less space than Lenin's tomb. Here's a little tip for your trip. Bring a commode. Seems ours don't want to flush. What is the big rush? Our tissue is not plush. It's like using scrubbing brush, you see. Stray dogs just roaming around. Faucet water's kinda brown. 'Cause in Sochi, all our toilets have a
overflowed. I've read every Twitter feed, every blog. They say our hotel is worse than Gulag. You had to know our rooms would all look this way. They're poorly decorated, 'cause we have no gays. Drunk may sleep in your bed, a burlap sheets instead of thread. Shower no one can fix. We're Motel 2, not 6. About when your trip to Sochi is through, kindly leave a good Yelp review, but don't mention our hotels have no building code. Oh, and the chocolate on your pillow may not be chocolate. Bring a commode.
Okay, we now pause for stations to identify themselves, even though we already know who you are.
On my way just around the world, when I get back, I'm gonna have diamonds and pearls.
On the July 4th edition of Fresh Air, American Roots Music, brothers Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin perform in the studio. Their new album features songs by bluesman Big Bill Brunzi. Join us.
Weekdays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on AM 580.
All by myself. All by myself.
I was really excited to find out that I was going to be able to get health insurance because of Obamacare. There's just been one little problem. What's that error code? This site isn't fast. Should I scream and shout something really crass? How did I get as stuck as this? Oh, what's that hourglass? I don't know how to log in. Where to start? It keeps clogging. This darn thing still buffering. In these past few days, I've grown sick of the site healthcare.gov. I can take this. Why'd Barack try to do it? He's a man with great big plans. But this site has stopped me in my tracks. It might be quicker to apply by fax. I call support? Is my info gone? Should I click refresh? Turn it off, then on? Why can't this site work half as fast as Amazon.com? Don't you think it's rather funny? My pre-existing conditions, with each click I get more sick. And so now I'm trying the 800 line.
Thank you for calling Obamacare. Your call is somewhat important to us. My name is Kevin. And you have reached our call center in Dallas. If you are having a heart attack, press 1. All other calls, please hold the line until your condition goes away on its own.
Well, now I'm cured, all right. I died last night.
am a private detective. My father named me Hugh. My mother named me Jim. Last name, Bissell. So people call me Hugh Jimbissell. Times were tough. The recession hit me hard. I was working less than Paula Deen during Black History Month. One night I came home. I was hungry. I really wanted a bite. I needed a bite more than a Uruguayan soccer player. That joke's too far, but the Paula Deen joke was fine. Is that... That's what you're doing? Okay. Oh, I was tired, but I couldn't sleep. So I turned on the TV. I didn't feel like watching the news, so I watched Fox. Tell me how you really feel. And just as I was falling asleep, just as I was drifting off into dreamland, the phone rang. Someone had a job for me. I was being asked to investigate the whole prisoner exchange program that secured the release of U.S. POW Bo Bergdahl. There was a lot of controversy around this issue. Some people thought Bergdahl was a hero. Other people said that he left his post, that he was on the lam. I could relate. I was on the lam once. Until the farmer got the restraining order. I know. That joke was bad. The client wanted to know how long it would take me to solve this case. I thought, only an idiot would answer that question. So I told him 3 weeks. I knew that my investigation would have to start with former members of Bergdahl's unit. They'd all been reassigned to the Pentagon, from what I'd been told. And I was also told they agreed to meet with me. So it was time to go to work. I packed a bag and booked my flight from Dulles to Nashville. And it was a Southwest flight, so I had to connect through Phoenix, Boise, Honolulu, Seattle, Tampa, Detroit, and Newark. But eventually I made my way to the Pentagon. When I got there, the reception was cold. Turns out nobody would talk to me. They were all being colder than Ann Coulter stamping passports at the Mexican border. But there was one who would talk to me, one member of Bergdahl's unit, and she was beautiful. This woman was gorgeous, and I thought it couldn't hurt for me to seduce her before getting the information I needed. So I used my best line. "Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry, I need a Band-Aid. Do you have a Band-Aid? I scraped my knee when I fell for you." Well, yeah, but it worked. Soon she was telling me everything I wanted to know. She told me that the last time she saw Bergdahl was at 1200 hours, but he disappeared by 1300 hours. This was perfect. That meant I could narrow down the time of his disappearance to just 100 hours. I also needed to talk to those Guantanamo prisoners that were being exchanged, but I had to hurry before they went back to the Taliban. So I flew down to Cuba. Fortunately, they were still there. Turns out these guys were all on the do not fly list. So it took them forever to get through airport security. But they didn't give me anything I needed either. So I went back to D.C. and I talked to my source in the White House. And I said, "Look, this whole thing, does this mean that the White House negotiates with terrorists?" He said, "Technically, it wasn't negotiating because we gave the Taliban everything they wanted." I was about to pack it in. I knew I wasn't going to solve this investigation. But then I got another phone call. This time it was from the president. He wanted me to join in a special operation. Turns out there was going to be another exchange program. The president had offered the entire U.S. Congress to the Taliban. In exchange, all he wanted was two jars of hummus and a goat with a bad leg. When I learned the Taliban accepted the deal, all I could think was, suckers.
Why do we send John Kerry into each unstable place?
'Cause even when he's happy, people ask, why the long face?
He looks like he would be more welcome at a yachting race.
And he's Obama's choice for foreign crises.
So when we need a Neville Chamberlain,
we send John Kerry in.
Oh, how do you solve a problem like Crimea? I could take Putin out with one long breath. Leaders all fear the day I come to see ya. I'll talk until old Vlad is bored to death.
Oh, maybe you just could show a bit more backbone. Your face looks like you're taking a long nap.
Here's what I will tell Ukraine. I easily can explain why we give Putin just a tiny slap. Americans would care more about Crimea
if we could only find it on a map.
A show on A&E. It is called Duck Dynasty. But that show nearly went kaput. Phil shot himself right in the foot.
Quackity quack, don't you talk back.
I said some stuff about the gays. He set the media ablaze.
Bible quotations by rednecks.
Suicidal show execs.
Yaggity yak,
I need a Prozac.
That's just the way we talk down south.
You need some duct tape for your mouth. You got your show back, so good luck.
Well, I don't give a flying duck.
Freedom of speech
under attack.
GQ readers were irate.
Obama said it was just great.
But Bill's opinions hit the air. The press forgot Obamacare.
Will it bounce back?
You're a big quack.
Yeehaw.
I am a member of the current Iraqi government, and we were hoping for a smooth and pleasant transition as your American troops withdrew from our country. I guess we got a little optimistic on that one. But the good news is, Iraq is ours. The bad news is, Iraq is ours. Anywho, as a member of the government, of course, the first thing I must do is go to get my physical. I went to the doctor, he checked me over, and he told me that I have 6 months to live. And I told him, woohoo! That's longer than most people will live in the Iraqi government, so at least I have that going for me. Yes, my position with the government is that of the Minister of Tourism. And in an effort to increase U.S. tourists, we've decided to do away with our old slogan, which was Death to the Great Satan. try something new and hip, and you look like an excellent target group. I mean, focus group. So I thought maybe we'd try a couple of them on you right here, right now, okay? Number one, Iraq, gateway to Kurdistan. Okay. Number two, Iraq, you'll come for the terrorists, you'll stay for the oil. Oh, wait. I got one more. Okay, ready? Here, go. Let's go. Iraq, now with several hours of electricity every month. Yeah? Okay, that's my... Hey, you know what? Let's put this in a song, huh? What do you think? I want you come and tour Iraq. See the life that's so Islamic. A life can be so sweet on the Sunni side of the street. If you hear a loud attack, we'll just say the weather's balmy. Maybe we should meet on the sunny side of Tikrit. Let's all go walking at noon. Our streets are all strewn like a Flintstones cartoon. We've trouble with rubble. Maybe soon we'll have some luck. And at least we're less Saddam-y. Our state bird is the duck. On the sunny side, better run inside. Get my gun and hide in Tikrit. Y'all come back now, you hear?
I'm just a pill, yes, a birth control pill. And I'm getting grilled on Capitol Hill. Well, lots of folks would kill me in that capital city. In campaign season, the debate was not so pretty. But I know I'll be the rule someday. Make mama's prayer, yes, I will. When Obamacare gives out free pills.
Aw, gee, Pill. You sure have caused a lot of misconceptions.
Well, I got this far. First, the president said that all health insurers must give out birth control as preventive care. But after complaints from conservatives, well, he amended it so that religious groups could opt out.
Well, that sounds like morning after politics.
And then the GOP right-wingers joined the debate.
Yikes! The elephant in the womb.
Just a pill. They'll debate me until they are sick of me on Capitol Hill. They held some hearings in committees that only men addressed.
Now women's rights have become a sausage fest. We women hope that both parties know.
I prevent pregnancies, true.
And you might prevent presidencies, too.
Well, I don't think women are going to want to give up their birth control.
Well, that's true, but it doesn't mean we need the pill.
Well, what do you mean? Have you found something else that works as well for birth control?
Oh, sure. I use a picture of Rush Limbaugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Capitol Steps bring you rock legend Bob Dylan.
I've suffered for my music. Now it's your turn. Well, it used to be the drones were used for war. But now at Amazon's new online store, if you should order shoes or a new tie, they plan to send it flying through the sky. At Amazon, your package will be flown. Everybody must get droned. Droned. It used to be that drones were used for arms. And now they bring you stuff from Hickory Farms. A tiny thing that's like a whirly birdie will bring your kid an Xbox or a Furby. Next time there is a new iPhone, in the drone. with tiny drones colliding in the sky. 'Cause the earth won't be destroyed by the neutron bomb. The world will be destroyed by Amazon. As you're lying there dying, you will moan. Everybody just got droned.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for over 32 years, the Capitol steps have scrutinized the news. We've mocked politics and stupid politicians. We've seen the highs. We've seen the lows. This might be one of them. Let me try that again. Ladies and gentlemen, for over 32 years, the Capitol caps have Newtonized the screws. We have pocked politics and pooped stolititians. We have seen the lies. We have seen the hoes. See, it works much better if you just whip your flirts. There you go. Now, of course, being here in the Cation's Napital CD, we have plenty of pooped stolititians. But sometimes we net our goose from the world of copular culture. Because let's face it, copular culture also has its dups and downs, has its rain treks. You got Bunny Hoo Hoo, for example. But in recent weeks, the Capitol caps have been following the torted sail of Bustin' Jeeber. Now, if you don't know who Bustin' Jeeber is, he's a heen tart throb with a traste for tubble. Though sure, he started out as a tight little queen from Canada, but city prune, he got on the tube. Next thing you know, he was chopping all the tarts. Whenever he sang, the beanie toppers were screaming at the lops of their tongues. He got on all the mud gagazines. Stoling Roan, Kiju, Biger Teat. Even the mocker psalms were all justin' after lustin'. Everywhere you looked, Fever Beaver. Until things took a worm for the terse. That's right, Bustin' Jeeber started to have a few lushes with the bra. From there, it was just a scop, jip, and a hump. Until he got into Trig Bubble. He was down in Flyamy, Morita. He was rag dracing, and that's where he got his first IUD. Which is pite quainful for a B&H toy, let me tell you. Next thing you know, he flirts a chite to go see the Booper Soul, upon which he is poking so much smot that the tight of London has to cock herself in the lockpit. Now, I think it is safe to say that Bustin' Jeeber is starting to get a little too brig for his bitches. I hear at the height, whilst there's even a detition to pedort him cack up to Banada. Where apparently he'll hang out with his buddy, the Tayor of Moronto, Fob Lord. Apparently they're pals. Although, I don't know if you heard, they got into a snittle bit of a lit the other day. Because it seems that Bustin' Jeeber made a crasty knack about Fob Lord's crasty knack habit. Thing about Fob Lord is you have to realize he's like the fartest smeller in politics these days. I mean, sure, he got caught croaking a bunch of smack. And who knew that Barry and Mary had gone up to Canada? But at his cast conference, he said, "Hey, only got caught because I was skunk as a drum." Now, this is a jerk of weenius, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta say, Fob Lord, he's a gelidical penis. Perhaps perhaps the biggest juridical penis of our times. But see, here's the thing, you know, you can't really trust a public figure. Because you're just going to wind up hokin' broided and piss-adointed. They're just pill reaple like Moo and Yee, trying to stay Fitch and Ramus. Except the difference is, to them, the end mustifies the genes. Yank them!
This Capital Steps radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to the Capital Steps cast.